Why haven't you read my Mega Man comics yet?
I don't know.
Why, do you hate Mega Man?
No.
We're done.
Sorry.
I'm not speaking to you. This is going to make this a very interesting podcast. Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 1st, 2012. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, Edge Guy.
It's the 1st of May. I think we're supposed to riot?
Something. May Day. I don't know.
Waving my fist.
I'm not a rioter. I'm pretty chill. Kind of content. I know it's not cool to be content, but... But yeah, this is Mike Minotti, joined by Edge Guy. How's it going?
Good.
So we got news, right?
Got a lot of news.
A lot of news.
Busy week.
We're going to be talking about that extensively, so no... traditional second segment, then
well, we're gonna take one of the stories and turn it into
the PlayStation All-Stars thing. We're gonna say what we want to see in it, then we'll do our week in gaming and then the releases, and that'll be the show. So let's get going. What's the news?
I guess the first thing we should talk about is the announcement, surprise, Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Woo.
Who knew?
I'm shocked. I'm a little surprised it's in the future. I guess
it's set in the year 2025 as it goes. Apparently, a new Cold War sets in that gets very hot because the trailer and screenshots show Los Angeles under attack. We blew up New York before. Now we're going to blow up Los Angeles.
This Call of Duty world is a bleak place, man.
It blows. The future is black. That's the tagline.
Gotcha.
The trailer shows Sam Worthington's character from Black Ops, except he's like old, talking about... It seems like the theme is what happens when we automate all of our defenses and then those automations are turned against us.
Skynet?
Yeah, kind of. Well, not even Skynet. It's not like it becomes self-aware. It's our enemies hack it, basically.
Okay.
There's a scene on horses.
Uncharted 3.
A little bit. I mean, I think the point is, well, like, we can't even trust the cars. We got to take horses now.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I mean...
I'm sure the single player will be a fun 6-hour roller coaster ride, and I won't care about the multiplayer.
Yeah, that's it's weird because like you watch this trailer and there's things happening that like should be like, oh my god, look at that building, you know. But it's like, who cares anymore? You're just I'm numb to it now, you know.
A little bit, yeah. It's that whole thing of when everything's turned up to 11 all the time, it gets boring.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I think that's exactly. It's constantly like, whoa, what is the biggest Los Angeles is. Like, you already blew up New York. What can you do now?
Well,
like, what can you
but
do?
But I'll be curious to see. I wonder if this will do better than Modern Warfare 3 did.
I think it will.
I think there's a couple things going for it. For some reason, people really liked Black Ops.
Black Ops was real good.
People really liked it.
It's very similar also.
But then
I think I liked Black Ops campaign a lot better than Modern Warfare's bullshit I can't even understand.
Right.
Call of Duty.
Yeah,
that
Black Ops was not exactly like a clear
right,
cut
but,
story.
But it was still like, oh, it was a very, spoiler, it was a very bullshit Fight Club kind of thing. Like, oh, that guy's in his head. It's really him. You know, that cliche.
But I think, too, like, the fact they're finally taking that jump into near future, so it's not even like super far off crazy. But
it is kind of a problem, though, because it is kind of, I think, we all kind of thought that when they did that is when they're grasping at straws. Because that's what you always do, right? You do the World War II games first. They do, like, Vietnam one, and you do Modern Warfare, right? And then you do the future one.
So you're talking the Battlefield series.
This is Battlefield. Except, and then Battlefield ought to go away for a while, right?
Right.
And, like, try some things. And then, like, they were like, oh, we're going to do Modern Warfare.
Well, so then we'll get Call of Duty Heroes. It'll be all cartoony.
I'm saying that this is probably the beginning of the end. I think it's going to... I don't know if it'll do better. You know what? I take back what I said. It will not do better than... Modern Warfare 3. I think they're on a small but steady decline now.
Like I said, I'll be curious to see. Should be interesting.
I'm sure the multiplayer will, you know, that's what everyone will care about. Whatever.
You know, it's not technically on a decline. The Old Republic.
What do you mean?
There were some rumblings that subscriptions were down because just by anecdotal observation of server populations.
Mm-hmm.
According to EA and BioWare, the subscriptions are stable, but people aren't logging in as much.
Wow. That's not good.
No.
It means that eventually the subscriptions are going to go down.
I wonder if this legacy update they just recently launched will help that. It encourages you to make additional characters but still have constant progression between them all.
I guess. I think I think if you want your MMO to be incredibly popular, the first impression matters so, so much. And the first impression's kind of come and gone. The first impression was like, yeah, this is pretty good. That's not a good enough first impression. What I'm saying is that'll get you a million subscribers. That's not going to get you... I don't want to say WoW numbers. I know you always say, oh, they weren't competing with WoW, whatever. But it's not going to get you blockbuster status,
I would say. Well, I kind of agree with what you're saying. I think they had a good enough impression to get people excited for the game. I just don't know if there's enough to keep them around.
I think that it did one thing very well. I think that, you know, having the dial and stuff was cool. I think they really underachieved with their quest structure, with their flashpoints and some crafting things. I think just
well, you
being
know,
derivative.
You know what's a little disappointing to me about the game? We played that first flashpoint.
That first flashpoint.
It was amazing.
It sold me on the game, and then the next flashpoint we did unsold me.
The next
that first
two.
Flashpoint was like, oh, this is so different than World of Warcraft because there's so much story here, and this is so cool. And then the next two flashpoints were exactly like a World of Warcraft
dungeon. Yeah, there was no story at all
exactly
to them.
Exactly, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, they put their best foot forward and then stumbled backwards.
Because, right, you know, and it's kind of a practicality issue. Like, that's hard to do. To keep doing those things.
Right.
And see, and I kind of like it, because, well, the problem is that typically, this is why they shouldn't have used the World of Warcraft model for it. Because you run dungeons typically, not to see the story, but because you need to get loot from them and gear and whatever. Now, the way we were doing it, it was cool because we were doing it for a story. Well, they should have figured out a way that maybe dungeons were something you maybe only ran once. Mm-hmm. And then you got, like, your one reward from it. Like, don't have, like, random loot drops. You need to go do a dungeon 20 times to hopefully get one.
Right.
You need to see if... For what they wanted to do, they needed to more fundamentally change the concept of an MMO. And now stuff is coming out that is kind of... Like, Terra is supposed to be a big deal because it has this battle system that everyone's talking about. You have Firefall coming out. It's a first-person shooter MMO. So... But my point is that they needed it to be different. They need to do more than
well,
just
and part of the problem
voice acting.
For them was, I mean, they've been working this game for a long time.
Yeah, they're
I mean,
pressure.
When they started it, I'm sure this all seemed like a good idea. That's kind of the problem with such a long development cycle, especially for an MMO. Things have changed so much.
Let me ask you, do you think it was a game they should have made?
Yeah, when they started it. Now it's a little more questionable, but when they started this project 6 years ago.
That's kind of the problem, isn't it? Because if it was able to come out, if it was able to like be like, hey, we can have a 2-year development cycle on this thing and we can really compete with World of Warcraft. It came out at a time when even World of Warcraft is in a small decline. Mm-hmm. So even people don't want to play that anymore. So now you have this thing that's World of Warcraft
well,
and Star Wars.
It kind of came out just as everything started a big shift to free-to-play.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
you
true.
See a lot of people with no snark intended saying, when this game came out, I'll wait for it to go free-to-play.
Yeah.
Like, that's the expectation now.
And it'll happen. Maybe not right away. It might take years, but it'll happen. I can't fathom how they're going to make a profit off of it. I'll say that. I think that maybe it should not have been made. I feel like they thought it was a can't-miss. Like, oh, we have BioWare. They make RPGs. We can make a Star Wars RPG, and we can be the next World of Warcraft. I know you don't think that, but that's exactly what they thought, and that's exactly what they were aiming for. And now they missed, and now they kind of have this thing that is very expensive to maintain, and you kind of have to figure out what to do with it. Should have just made KOTOR 3.
Yeah. Maybe they will.
Maybe. All right. What's next?
Okay. So finally now, Nintendo announces that Pikmin 2 is coming to American Wii this summer. New Play Control Pikmin 2.
I'm glad it's happening, but I don't know why it took so long.
I mean, isn't this a pretty clear indication? It's like, oh, shit, we don't have any games coming out
for
our system.
That's a good point, too.
Let's bust this one out of the back catalog that we already had done in Europe. And I know I said I'd buy this when it came out, but I said that 3 years ago.
The ship may have sailed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I just find it interesting that, like, they waited this long.
You know, I liked Pikmin, but I didn't like Pikmin as much as some people do.
I think some people just, like, because Miyamoto made it, they just wanted to immediately grasp to it and be like, oh, this is the next big thing. It's for Miyamoto. It's original.
I could never picture myself beating a Pikmin game.
Yeah.
Like, I'll
I mean, they're fine, but okay. They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. They're cute.
I think they're just, part of this too, I'm sure, is that supposedly Pikmin 3 is getting announced.
It will be.
At E3.
It will be.
As a Wii U title, I think that could be cool.
Yeah, I can see that working, because having that screen will work.
Yeah.
Next.
So we touched on this last week, but now Human Head, the quote-unquote developers of Prey 2 have announced that they fully intend to bring back Rune, which was the game, I remember last week I said I couldn't remember the one they worked on. They said they're going to make a sequel to, but it's like, well, aren't you making Prey 2?
What's Rune? I don't care about that.
Well, it sounds like they're getting booted off Prey 2. Someone else is going to pick that up, and they're going to recoup, do a sequel to Rune.
Why? I don't like any of this. Isn't Rune the name of that Diablo clone for the Vita? What's that?
No, that's something more generic.
How do you get more generic than Rune?
No, Rune. R-U-N-E.
Oh, Rune. I think that one's Rune, then.
Okay.
dang it. I'm just sad. That Prey 2 game is going to be amazing.
Now it's going to be a mess.
Maybe. Now what? It was so cool. Like, when you drew your gun, people, like, freaked out and reacted to it. Like, you didn't just walk around with the gun in your sight the whole time, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you drew out the gun, people knew you meant business. And they're like, oh, like, maybe that moment was scripted. And maybe that's one of the reasons why, like, they had to be booted off, because they can't, like, shit, how do we actually program that? That's hard. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe that demo I saw was so heavily, like, jerry-rigged, you know?
Like a very good vertical slice.
Yeah.
It is possible.
But just, like, what they were selling me, I was buying so hardcore. I was like, yes, yes, yes. This should be a video game. What's next?
Apparently, now Valve is porting Steam and the Source Engine to Linux. Could this be the big gaming revolution / renaissance for Linux? More importantly...
No, I was
gonna
say no.
Hold that thought. Okay, no, you said.
No.
Some people think, to go crazy conspiracy
like
theory
Steam
with
Box
it,
stuff.
Right, that... Linux may form the basis for Steambox because it's open source, free to use. It's known. It's not like you're starting from a completely unknown OS. I mean, there is support for OpenGL in the OS.
I think people are reading too much into it.
A little bit.
I think so.
So, I think it's cool that this is happening. I mean, why not?
I mean, why, it doesn't affect me. Why not? What the heck?
I was going to say something. There it is. Now, this is interesting. For the first time in 30 years, Nintendo has posted their first annual loss.
Well, we knew this was coming, right?
It largely blamed on the price cut of the 3DS, because this is the first time, I think, since the GameCube, maybe the 64, where Nintendo is not profiting on hardware sales.
No one does, though, usually, so...
Usually true, but Nintendo... I mean, but here's the thing.
Yeah, release a couple more Mario games for it.
But here's the thing. You take a hit on the console hardware, usually where you make that back is not so much in your own software sales, but in your licensing the third parties.
But 3DS has good licensing compared to other Nintendo properties.
Yeah, but the Wii is all but...
Well, that's what's... I mean, that's
bottomed
what's,
out.
This is just kind of a freak thing where we had this disastrous launch of a system, and it rebounded, we fixed it, but we had to take a, you know, we had to take a money bath on that. Mm-hmm. And also the Wii is, like, dead, and we had to launch our new system. I'm not surprised. I don't think it's a sign of anything. Basically, everything still depends on what the Wii U is going to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, they said they'll show a lot of details of the Wii U at E3, but not price or date, what they did for the Wii.
Yeah,
But do you think they're kind of like, we better not screw this up?
Well, the date's going to be November. It always is. Mm-hmm. Sunday in November. The price, yeah, I'm sure they're really making sure that they don't mess that. They're really going to look into that. They're going to want to get that as low as possible, which is slightly worrisome because usually they have to make cuts to do that.
Yeah,
that's the last thing they need to do.
They seem now, they're announcing this week, they're really on board with the idea of downloadable games day and date with retail.
Which is, that's interesting, because if they do that, there has to be a hard drive.
Yeah, you can't rely on flash memory and SD cards. I mean, you can get away with that in the 3DS.
Right.
I mean, new Super Mario Bros. 2 will be downloadable, but that's not going to be a big game.
Right.
But Darksiders 2?
Yeah, you can't just,
that's
going
to be a few gigabytes.
There's got to be a hard drive. Which there should be anyways on any modern system now.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what this thing's all about. Like, that's what I'm really interested in, is just kind of, like, the structure, like, basically their online presence. Mm-hmm. That's going to make or break them. No good reason not to just make an Xbox Live right now.
I know. Do we get, like, an actual Nintendo online service? And the thing is, too, if they do that, will they be able to patch that into the 3DS? Like, will it be able to take all your past purchases on the eShop and link them to an account and do, you know, what we expect of a modern device.
That might be iffy. I don't know why not. Maybe you have to connect your 3DS to the Wii U to do all that. Like, you can't do it independently of the Wii U.
Well, even then, I mean, that's... If you want to participate in this service, you have to have both of our pieces of hardware.
It could be done software.
Yeah. Even a website sign-up would work. Put in the serial code from your 3DS.
Yeah, they can charge for an online service to make back some of that money.
That's an idea. Next. Right now, someone's like, oh, he's right.
Yeah. Yeah, those Nintendo executives who listen to our show.
Reggie is listening right now. So, the Vita came out December in Japan, right?
Oh, I don't know. Sounds something about right. About I think you're
that.
Right. I
February
think you're right.
Here.
I think you're right.
Supposedly, PS1 game support for the existing library of PS1 classics in the works. In Europe, they accidentally released a PlayStation 1 game on the store, on the Vita.
It was
Buzz Lightyear of Star Command.
So random.
I know. Didn't work, but you could buy it and download it. So I was like, okay, is this happening now? They beg for our patience, and they're working hard.
How hard can it be to emulate PS1 games on a Vita?
That's what I said.
I mean...
Especially because...
Doesn't the Xperia Play do that?
The PSP did that, and they're emulating the PSP. I mean, I don't know how well, like, two layers of emulation work.
It's a little
but
deep.
You gotta think you're at least...
It's like
a good chunk of the way that it shouldn't
that's
have
some
taken.
Inception shit, it right? They were going too deep. We're emulating inside of emulators.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow, let's make that movie.
My God.
What have you done? Anyway, my point is, it shouldn't take them 6 months.
Yeah, I know.
For a feature that, when they conceived the hardware, they should have known, oh, we should work on this. It's not like, I don't think, like, in January, they're like, oh, fuck. Hang on, guys. We forgot something.
Where do we put all the PlayStation 1 games?
Oh, no, they're over here in this box in the corner. Oh, I didn't see it. It was behind the Christmas tree.
Wait, where's that? If it's like a switch, like, where's that switch? Yes. Where is it?
But there were flashlights. Yeah. It's here somewhere. What was that?
To be honest, I mean, PlayStation 1 games. Eh. I could leave them.
You, Final Fantasy VII
Final
on Vita.
You got me on the Final Fantasies, and that's it. Basically, the RPGs.
Right. I mean, I have Wild Arms. I'd like to play that in my Vita.
Yeah, basically, that's the only thing that's, like, that was amazing on the PlayStation, and, like, we don't really have an equivalent of it anymore. Like, mm-hmm. We don't really have JRPGs like that anymore. Everything else, though, it's like, there's either better versions of it now, or it feels really good. Like, Metal Gear Solid 1, you can get that some way.
Actually,
that's not part of the HD collection.
No, and that is a downloadable PS1 title. So there you go.
Yeah.
You just talked out of your own conversation.
I did.
Or your own
those
point.
Four games.
Yes. But they're working hard, Mike.
Work harder.
You know who's going to be working hard? Us, the fans, to make new levels of Portal.
This is something that I will never do. It looks cool, but I'm like, I'm never going to make a
will
Portal.
Will you play one?
Probably not. I never played a Smash, like a Super Meat Boy level.
You ever play like any Little Big Planet levels?
Couple, not much, just because that was like the point.
You think this will be a thing where you like just kind of go on YouTube to see the really cool levels and
yeah,
be done with it?
More than actually,
I'll say this:
them.
The trailer for it is phenomenal.
Oh, sure, you notice that one of the like little guys on his computer in the trailer is watching a little bit of the Meet the Pyro video.
So you told me
it's coming.
That's interesting.
I'm excited. What then? Are they like done with Team Fortress 2 then?
I don't know. Yeah, Team Fortress 3. Coming out in 2019.
God.
Delayed to 2023.
What'd they do for a Team Fortress 3? Would you, like,
I don't know.
Change the stuff? We're jumping way far ahead here.
Yeah.
I still need to be happy that we ever got Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, we should still be
grateful. I think I waited, like, basically my entire, like, life for that.
8 years.
Yeah, that's right. Because it was like, it was
high school and college, Mike.
Because it was announced with, like, Half-Life 1, right?
Yeah.
Christ.
So, I don't think this is going to happen, but I find it an interesting thing to consider. Nexon is a big publisher of, like, Korean MMOs and stuff.
Cool.
Rumor has it they made a bid to buy EA.
Oh, this thing. Not going to happen. Yeah, no.
What would that even mean? Could you imagine?
I don't know. I mean, if they bought EA, I imagine they would keep a lot of the executives there. They would have someone else to answer to, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it would change much. it'd probably just be one weird kind of evil corporation buying another one.
Yeah.
So, but it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Don't worry. I promise.
If you say so, Mike. So, due to a leaked trailer, we found out all about Rayman Legends.
I didn't watch this yet, did you?
Oh, yes.
Does it basically look like Rayman Origins?
Kind of.
Kind of.
They've... Now, first of all, Ubisoft...
This is like a proof of concept video.
Yeah, Ubisoft was like, yeah, look, you weren't supposed to see this, but yeah, it's happening. We're making this. Subject to change.
I'm glad that they are making it, though.
Yes. It wasn't clear if it's a Wii U exclusive or not. I wouldn't think so.
No. No way.
But
they released
the
Rayman
art style,
Origins.
I mean, it's still that like an evolution of that engine they built for Rayman Origins.
Right.
But everything kind of has, like, a shading to it, so... It doesn't. It's not that it looks 3D. It's. I mean, like, it's the way like the characters in Who Framed Roger Rabbit are shaded. So they have some semblance of depth, but they're still clearly 2D characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of. I remember. Yeah, a lot of 80s and 90s animation did that, and like where they did kind of this post shading.
A lot of highlights and shadows.
It was kind of like, oh, you make it look kind of fancier. Honestly, though, it kind of cheapened the product. That's why they stepped away from it later.
Mm-hmm. Like it looked good in this.
Okay.
And then the other thing that this trailer showed heavily was NFC functionality. Basically...
Excuse me?
Near-field communication. That's the chip that's in the Wii U tablet, which is basically what makes Skylanders work.
Oh.
So...
Oh, so, oh, I got you.
You have,
that
like, a little
sense.
Thing of a heart. You put it on the Wii U tablet. Hearts appear. You could get health.
That makes sense.
You can
sense.
Put a rabbit, and a bunch of rabbits appear in the level.
Were rabbits in Rayman
Origins? I don't think so.
I guess it wouldn't make sense that they were, since that was a prequel.
So, of course, this does have everyone worried now that basically every Wii U game is going to turn into Skylanders.
It'll be a thing. It'll be like DLC. We'll put up with it.
Could you imagine the Pokemon game that uses that? That's just evil.
Oh, crap. Just Pokemon cards alone. Oh, that'd be cool, though. You could just have a Pokemon
like
card.
Like the chip in the card? You could do that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Damn, I kind of want that.
Yeah.
Sweet. Bastards. Finally, I just want to throw this in there for fun. Have you seen the announcement of NVIDIA's newest GeForce card, the GTX 690?
Well, I saw the announcement, but it meant nothing to me.
It's a $999 graphics card. It's basically a dual core, like two GPUs in one card.
Run on my computer.
But then you could also run that in SLI, so you could have two of those running.
Christ.
Here's the crazy thing. Ready for this? One of those cards, $1,000 video card, can run Crysis 2 at ultra settings at 58 frames per second. We still can't get that game at 60.
Christ. Says 2.
Aha. All right, so now we'll move into, I guess we're calling our second segment this week, with a lively discussion of, no, hang on, I'm going to screw this up, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
That's what a stupid name.
It is.
Couldn't it, like...
Mike, you're just a butthurt Nintendo fan.
Yeah, I know. God, I'll get into that. But, like, it was like, okay, PlayStation All... I mean, it's like that Sonic racing game, right?
Sonic All-Stars.
So it's like
PlayStation All-Stars, but they're not racing.
They're Battle Royale.
Yeah, make it sound French. Royale.
Battle Royale. I mean, Smash Bros. Is a cool name, at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's...
Now, that said, the game does look good.
No, I mean, look... I'm surprised they didn't do this sooner. You know, why not make a Smash Brothers liking? I don't want to say clone because it plays differently. Mm-hmm. But when you look at a screenshot of it, it's like, yeah, this is the.
Oh, it's
Smash
four
Brothers.
Players on a 2D plane. The camera zooms in and out with the action.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but let's go over it real quick. The thing that makes it different from Smash Brothers, you don't have a health bar or even like Smash Brothers where you have like an ever growing percentage of your likelihood of getting knocked out. I guess. Rather, when you hit somebody, you build up your power meter. Basically, it's like a combo meter in Street Fighter. So when you're getting hit, you're not taking damage, but you are powering up your opponent. Once you get it to level 1, you can do a super move, and that's the only way to KO people. But you can get it all the way up to level 3 and do like a screen clearing attack. Then you have the square, triangle, circle buttons. They're all their own special attack, modified by direction. So basically, every character has 12 moves.
Okay.
No, I take it back. They have 15 moves. Cause no
really, are they like all that special? Because like in Smash Bros., you know, yeah, like punches and stuff.
Right, no.
Different.
Everything is different for every character. I don't know to what degree.
Yeah.
But it's not like there's like a generic punch button.
Okay, yeah.
And then, you know, you got your cast of characters, first party and third party.
No, yeah, third party, none announced so far. Who's announced right now? We have...
We know there is Kratos.
Kratos, of course. Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper, Parappa the Rapper, Fat Princess.
Fat Princess seems interesting. I think those guys are working on this game a bit or something.
It's Sony Santa Monica, but it's a team that was built specifically to make this game.
We think somebody who made Fat Princess is involved.
Who else do we know?
Some guy from Killzone.
Yeah, the general. Yeah,
Sweet Tooth.
I think we know those six.
Yeah.
We can assume Nathan Drake.
Nathan Drake will be there for sure.
I don't know if there will be any other
Ratchet
characters.
Ratchet and Clank will be there.
And/or Clank. Probably the two of them together is like
Jack
one character.
Dexter. Right, yeah.
Yeah, you'll probably get like maybe Jack or Daxter.
But that's kind of like the thing. Like who do you want to see in this game?
Like, I'm trying to think
Sony wise first.
I'm trying to think what else first party. It was suggested it could be funny if they had, like, a Gran Turismo car, kind of like they did with Daytona and Fighters Megamix.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do that.
Sackboy will be there for sure, right?
Oh, yeah, Sackboy.
Sackboy.
Maybe even the Mod Nation Racer dude.
Yeah, why not? Throw him in there. The Resistance guy. I don't know what his name is. Maybe a Chimera.
Yeah, like a Chimerian would probably be good.
Mm-hmm.
Something iconic.
Or a Hellgas. I wonder if they'll do, like, multiple characters from the series at all.
Well, the general guy is basically a Hellgas, so.
Oh, is he? I don't know anything about Killzone.
That's okay.
I have to admit.
I'm trying to think. Like, that's the thing. It's interesting because, I mean, Smash Brothers draws from this huge 20-plus year
history
of Nintendo.
Well, Nintendo games were so character-driven for so long that it kind of works better for that, whereas a lot of these PlayStation games, like, they star, like, people.
Yeah, and they only came into their own in the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got, like, Parappa, I guess, but that's...
I mean,
that's like fairly obscure now, actually.
Right. I mean, a lot of the games that used to be very strongly branded with PlayStation are now multi-platform,
like Crash Bandicoot,
even Metal Gear Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all those things.
That said, when you talk about third-party characters, I could see them getting Crash into the game.
You need to get Crash just for old time's sake. Mm-hmm. I think.
I think you might be able to do like Old Snake.
Do Old Snake.
Probably like Cloud.
Yeah,
Final
you should
Fantasy.
Probably get Cloud, because that was a pretty strongly associated film. I mean, they might do Lightning just because that was newer. I feel like that might be possible, but they should do Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Or even Sephiroth, whatever, one of them.
Not Sephiroth. I'm so anti-Sephiroth these days.
That's okay.
So, yeah.
I'm trying to even think, like, what else, like, I'm trying to go further back. I feel like a lot of the characters we've seen are, for the most part, like, PS2,
I'm trying
PS3
to think, like,
characters.
PlayStation 1, maybe if you can, you might want to get Lara Croft, I think, third party.
No, because maybe.
Why not? Oh, Lara Croft was so PlayStation back in the day. I know she.
We owned it for the Saturn.
Yeah, I know we did, but trust me, that did not make us cool.
I know. Maybe.
No. What else? I think Arcade Comic was funny, by the way.
Yes.
I think they might have had me beat with PlayStation All-Star Comics.
Yeah, it's all right.
Mine was funny, but... all right, guys, think of some characters. All right, 1 hour later or something, was like, we have Kratos and the guy from God of War. Those are the same people.
Oh, I guess one thing we didn't mention about the game, and this is actually the thing I find the coolest, the stages.
Yeah, the stages
are crossovers.
The stages start as just like, you know, Game X, but then it gets invaded by another game. It's like my favorite example was you're in Hades, and then the Patapon attack the underworld.
Yeah.
Which cool. I think is hilarious. Like, you can just picture, like, Hades, like, I will destroy. What the fuck are these?
You may as well have a Patapon, also. I know we already see him in the stage. Why not? Oh, you know who they gotta have? Ico and or Wanda from,
Oh, yeah.
From Shadow of the Colossus and or Ico. I think you gotta do that. But, yeah, I like that level concept. I wonder what they'll pair Uncharted with.
Yeah, you gotta, like, it's got to be something goofy.
It's got to be something that doesn't match it. We already saw maybe like Sly Cooper and Uncharted would be kind of good. They're both kind of hunters / thieves, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
What would be funny? I'm just like, what would be humorous?
Yes. What would make me go, ha-ha?
I wonder what this... I hope this... One of my favorite things about Smash Bros. Is just the soundtrack.
Yeah, I wonder how they'll, like, treat that.
Yeah.
But, again, you try to think... I mean, aside from, like, the Uncharted theme, what is, like, really memorable music from these Sony games? I see a flood of inspiration watching
over
you.
God of War is good music.
Yeah, but nothing specific. I don't know that.
It's just chant. I don't know. Like, from the freaking Video Games Live CD, they do it.
Oh yeah, that track. Okay, I know that one. I'm sorry.
Look, it's not going to be Smash Bros. It's not going to have that legacy.
I know. It'll have online play that's not shitty.
So do you think the Microsoft version of something like this is going to be coming?
I didn't consider that. I mean, I you could do it. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's like you're left out. And I mean, this game's going to make money. It's like, why don't you do it?
Oh, sure.
Ezio.
I'm excited for it.
They got to get Ezio third party.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Get him in there. Why not? He's cool. All right. Everyone likes him.
I think that's good.
All right.
You said you had a lot of things to talk about. Please don't talk about any of them too extended, because I hate you.
Okay.
What did you want? Then what did you play?
Walking Dead.
Christ.
Oh, come on. You see,
Chris annoys me so much. He's like, oh, play Walking Dead. I'm like, I'm not going to play Walking Dead.
It is. I know you're not, but it is really good.
I'm sure it's fine.
It's probably the best thing Telltale's made. Mm. I know you're
kind of... I hate zombies. I don't know. I'm kind of over a Telltale adventure game.
That's the thing. It doesn't play like their usual adventure games, because it's unique in that you move the character left stick. I'm playing on the 360. You move with the left stick. You have, like, a cursor with the right stick that you move. The cursor it's a cross that has maps to A, B, X, Y. So you'll have to do contextual things, you know, depending which one you want to do. The best example of it is there's one part where, like, a zombie's coming after you, and you have to keep, like, kicking it away and shoving it away. So you have to, like, aim that cursor at the right part of the zombie and hit the correct button.
So they're trying to soup up ATVs.
A little bit. Mm. But it doesn't feel quite like, well, it feels a little more interactive because it's not just a button on the screen you're pushing. You're still interacting directly with what's going on. The thing that has me most impressed about it is just the kind of Mass Effect style, like, choices you're making.
Really?
Where it's a little transparent about it. I think you could turn these off. But, like, when you say something to a character, it'll flash a little thing on the screen like, oh, they took note of that, or they'll remember that you took their side in this argument, or things like that.
Again, this is important.
Well, I'm pretty sure there was an option in the game about turning a lot of this stuff off. I just left it on because I didn't care. But, like, what's neat is, as you're talking to these characters, you have the choice of either telling the truth, lying, or in every conversation, silence is an option, which I think is kind of cool. Like, just don't do anything, and the conversation moves on. But then if you decide to start telling lies, you have to keep your lies straight, because if they catch you in a lie, now they won't trust you.
Right.
That's really cool. And unlike Mass Effect, where you know the top option is going to be Paragon, the bottom is there's no clear-cut morality system here. It's just choices.
That's good.
So that's really cool.
That's good.
I need to finish. It's only a few hours.
Is it episodic?
Yeah. All five episodes. They're $5 each on Xbox.
You have to beat Monkey Island still.
I know. It's weird I haven't done that, isn't it?
It is. What's next?
I could talk about Skyrim with Kinect.
Yeah.
Please. Came out today.
Was it fun?
It's so cool. Here's the thing.
Like, it means nothing to me because I have the PC version.
Yeah, I know. Doing the whole, like, first row da, like, I knew that'd be kind of, like, gimmicky and fun, and it is. What that enables you to do is I find myself mixing up my dragon shouts more than I ever had before. I mean, usually
right,
I just...
because usually you equip one, you, like, have one offensive one.
Yeah, like,
everyone
I kept...
with that dragon breath one a lot.
Yeah, the fire breath. I'd use that, and I had dragon ren for when I'd fight a dragon, and that was it. But now, like, I'm actually, like, trying to move around. Like, sometimes I'll Fushro Da, sometimes I'll Yul Tool, sometimes I'll... I forget it now, the one that summons a storm. Like, I find myself just mixing them up more than I had. Mm-hmm. It's weird because I guess it's because the Kinect SDK only specifically understands English. So I can just say fire breath out loud without doing anything, and it'll do the max power of my fire breath shout. But if
that's
I could do your tool, I think. I don't have it to level 3 yet, so I don't know what it is. But you have to hold down the right bumper, so it goes into a dragon shout mode. I think they hard-coded themselves, all the dragon shouts, because they're nonsense.
Right.
But that way, you can control it. You can just say, your shoe, and just do a level 2 fire breath, for example. Mm-hmm. Where it gets actually useful is in all the utility commands. Things like quick saving, quick loading. You could create a new save just by saying new save. So you have to go into the menu, select new save, do all that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Being able to sort your inventory by weight or by value. Jumping around the menus using voice. Assigning the hotkeys. That is awesome. Because you can go through your favorites menu, go to whatever is a fire spell you always go through, say, set fire spell. Go to your healing spell, set healing spell. Set light, set axe, set sword, set shield. And now you can just go, equip dual fire spell. Boom. equip sword and shield. Boom. Out they come. That is awesome. That is actually really helpful.
That's cool. That's cool.
So, yeah, it's super cool. They also announced, we should have said this, I guess, the DLC, just the name. What is it called? Dawn
I can't something? Remember. But, I mean, there's nothing to know. There's a picture. The guy has weird yellow eyes in it. I don't know if that's significant.
There was some rumor that's going to have something to do with vampires, according to the patch data.
Wasn't that what the Morrowind expansion was all bit?
No, it was Werewolves Tribunal.
Right.
There might have been a vampire one. I don't know.
But E3, they'll talk about it.
When else I play?
Orcs Must Die.
Orcs Must Die. I know it's a little old. I'll be quick about it. I mean, it's basically...
Yeah, you don't have to tell me how it plays.
Huh?
You don't have to explain the mechanics to me.
It's tower defense, but it's an action. You're playing a character with a crossbow and a sword. What surprised me about the game is the humor is fantastic. When you start it, the conceit of the game is there's this like old wizard guy who's been fighting these orcs for 300 years. And he slipped on some... kobold blood, cracks his head open on the steps, and that's how he dies. And he's narrating this. He's like, basically saying, like, I can't believe that's how I died. After 300 years, I slipped and fell. So now, my idiot apprentice is charged with the defense of our land. And this guy that you play as, he's like, imagine a medieval Johnny Bravo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's like all very cocksure, thinks he's like, you know, the frickin' man. It's gonna like, oh, yeah, sweet, I got this spell book now. Put a trap here. Oh, it's freaking sweet. Come on, orc. Oh, yeah, you're dead. Like, it's very irreverent. I like that about it. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Check it out. Legend of Grimrock.
Oh, God.
This is, it's some foreign developer, Eastern European or something, I forget. But it's an attempt at the old-school grid-based first-person RPGs, which I never played before. We kind of missed that. We were playing Nintendo at the time. It's again, I don't have the basis of comparison, but I really like it. It's cool because for someone like me who likes to like really create all my characters and fine tune them and kind of picture in my head what they're doing without necessarily having to see it, it's really cool for that. And the graphics are really good. Like the stuff you do see, like the monsters, because there's not really a lot going on, they make everything look nice. It's very cool. I've only played it, like, for an hour, so I can't really talk too much about it. If you play anything, I need to take a break.
Yeah. Well, you're done, aren't you? God, what else you play? You need to take a break. You need to take a break, then you're done. That's my new rule. I've been playing Persona 3 Portable a lot, which I downloaded when I got my Vita. So now that I beat Uncharted, I've been playing that. It's cool because I'm a lot better at Persona this time. Because
Well, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, and I've
when you're raising a stat, you now know what that stat does.
Like, I know that when I'm in Tartarus, like, I should stay there for a while and not leave right away because otherwise I'm wasting other nights. Because, like, it's very much like there's no – you take your time, but when you – because, you know, you live out a day. And when you live out a day, you're not going to get that day back. So you really need to optimize everything. Mm-hmm. But it's cool because – they added a lot of things from Persona 4's battle system. So you in the original Persona 3...
Well, this is you're playing Persona 3 FES, right?
No. No, that was like the expansion pack. Basically, it was like the special edition of the game for PS3. I don't think that content is even on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
This is... What's new in this one was you can play as a girl. That was basically the big deal.
Wasn't that in FES?
I don't know if it was.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Was it? Well, the FES, like, expansion isn't in there anyways.
But I think the improvements made to that version are the ones that are in this.
Is that cool? I don't know if that was when they did the whole, like, yeah, you can command your allies. Because before you couldn't. Persona 4 you could.
I want to say it is.
But you can now. Shut up, Jesse. Sorry, dog's being annoying. Excuse me, I was like, I'm going to go murder her.
Where's the shotgun? What's the matter? Can't you take it?
This is the end of you.
Sorry, a Donald Duck cartoon reference that nobody got. Okay, what was I saying? Something about Persona. Oh, yeah. Well, but like because it was a PSP game, they had to get rid of things, kind of dumb it down, just graphically. Like they don't have the character models, like the 3D models for a lot of the cutscenes or in-game scenes. Everything's the portraits now, which were there before, but it's all. It's fine. You have any of the face. It's okay. The portraits have all the expression anyways. The anime cutscenes are out, which is kind of weird. And I think they did it because they added the girl, so they wouldn't work a lot of times.
Right.
So, what's nice, though, is, like, when you explore the towns, you don't just walk around them. You have, like, a cursor, and everything's there. is actually a lot faster and more convenient. It's actually kind of nice.
It's like when you play Phantasy Star Universe, you know, like everything was so spread out. You're like, God, I miss PSO where like there's just the three vendors all right next to each other.
Yeah, it's nice. You have to take this cursor and it's incredibly quick. Eh, it's great. I like it a lot.
Cool.
All right, ready for the releases?
I got a flying mountain World of Warcraft on me. It's like a different game.
Welcome to 2006. All right.
2007.
Shut up, you. Terra's coming out for PC.
Like I said, we missed the open betas for this, so I guess it's kind of our fault.
Yeah.
I'm curious to try this game.
But you don't want to, like,
but
buy
not
it.
So curious I'm going to go drop $50 on it, you know?
Sniper.
Hopefully they'll get trials up soon.
Sniper Elite version 2 for 360.
I have the demo for this. People seem to be high on it.
Call of Cthulhu, The Wasted Land for PC. Yeah. Mortal Kombat for the Vita, which I actually have a code for. I've had it for a bit, but I've been playing Persona.
Yeah, play that.
Fable Heroes for the Xbox Live Arcade. Top Gear Pack for Motor 4. Awesome Knots for PC and Xbox 360.
What is this now?
I don't know.
I've always been talking about it.
I've heard about it. I have no idea what it is. All right, that's it. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. You can see more of us at Exploding Barrel. EPpodcast.com. I went back to the old web address. Twitter.com/ExplodingBarrel. Facebook.com/ExplodingBarrel. Check us out. Subscribe and all that. Go to the iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. Greatly appreciate it. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. See you next time right here, Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're emulating inside of emulators.